one huge truck while since we've been in Denver here, and the last move was with just one truck and a little smaller truck. But I praise God that we were willing, Darren, to leave the houses, leave the lands, leave the stuff that we had accumulated with our two different lifestyles, and let God make a whole new wonderful life out of it. I praise Him that we were willing to let that go.
Well, then I believe that God has a vision for us. I believe that today, as we're making this tape, that God has a vision for Darren and Barbara of reaching out, touching people. We're seeing that work now on the radio. We're reaching out to people hundreds of miles away. In fact, our radio signal goes about, 200 or 300 miles, it seems like, in every direction, certainly north and south, right up here against the Rocky Mountains. But God has things for us that we don't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
And as we walk and trust Him, He knows where that next step is going to take us.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to give up my spiritual birthright because of losses of the past.
That's right.
I don't want to give that up because I lost a marriage, a long-term marriage.
Yes.
Or I lost a ministry that was a national in scope.
Mm-hmm.
But God took that ministry apart because He wanted to get some things in Darren's heart. And the only way He could get to those things in Darren's heart was to allow Darren to suffer some loss and deep sorrow and to grieve. That's
I
the
remember
only
that,
way he could get to that.
That time you tell me about when everything came down, crashing around you, and you found some time to go up to Estes Park, and you got checked into a motel, and you just lay there. I remember you laying there, and you said you were in a fetal position.
Yes, I did. I curled my knees up against my chest, and I cried like a little boy because I thought that I had just literally lost everything. And I asked the Lord at that point, because I was so grievously saturated and wrapped in sorrow, I said, would you fill that great void? I felt like I had a Grand Canyon size hole in my heart.
Mm-hmm. And you did.
And I did.
Yes.
And I asked Him, I said, would you fill that, Lord Jesus? I am hurting so much and I don't see any other way to make it. And I went to sleep and I woke up and that hole in my heart, that big wound in my spiritual nature there, my spiritual self, that was filled by the love of Jesus and by
mm-hmm.
the presence of the Lord, the substance of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It was filled up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only way I can make it.
Yes.
And I know I slept that night in a motel and in Estes Park. I'd gone up there basically just to grieve, to get away, and to try to get myself together. When I drove out of town the next morning, God had filled that void in my life.
Oh, praise God.
It was a wonderful, wonderful time.
It's so interesting that the loss you went through about the same time I went through the loss of the death of my first husband, that your loss had a whole different bunch of emotions attached to it than my loss did. Because in some ways, my loss, I was a widow. My husband had died from a horrible disease, and he had suffered, and people were very comforting to me. They wanted to help me. They were compassionate towards me. But in your situation, you felt deep rejection. You felt people turning their back on you. And you felt a different set of emotions than I did. And I really cry out for those people that have gone through a divorce. Because that loss is, that hole that you were talking about is there. And there are not a lot of compassionate Christians around, Darren, to say, I want to wrap my arms around you and I want to love you right.
right
where you are.
It seems like there's a lot of condemnation and not very
yes.
much understanding. And
yes.
We have great compassion for those that have been widowed, those that have been divorced, gone through. And we don't have to know all the things, what set it up, who did what, who filed the paperwork, who did this, who did that.
That's right.
That's not important. The important thing is that we maintain a love, the love of Jesus Christ for those people that are hurting. And I know before I went through a divorce, I'd look at a person who'd been divorced, and I'd say, why don't they suck it up? Why don't they get it together? How come they're walking around with such a long-term wound and it doesn't seem to go away? When I went through it, then I had an understanding that I didn't have before and a compassion that I certainly didn't have before. And God is so good to bring those things around to our lives.
Amen.
And I just want to tell you that I don't want to give away my spiritual birthright through maintaining woundedness or brokenness. I want to let God do the healing so I can get up and go on and keep going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you, Barb, when we were first married, I said, God is going to give us better days in the future than the very best day we ever had in the past. Do you remember me saying that
yes,
to you?
Yes, and that's
and
probably
that.
One of the reasons why I've been able to hang on for 6 years. because I know there is something coming. It hasn't been in these 6 years. Some of the stuff has not been good.
Has been real easy.
It has been a little grievous once in a while.
But you know, when you're hurting and you dive into the Word of God and you allow Holy Spirit to begin to bring that marvelous healing, you have something more treasured than gold.
Absolutely.
I mean, you have something that's just a wonderful thing. You know things that you didn't know before.
And you had to actually literally hang on to Holy Spirit and Father God and Jesus during this time, because there was no human being you could hang on to. There was no human being you could go to and you could say, you know, I need to just let you know my heart. There was no one there. It reminds me of Galatians 6:1 that says, brethren, if you if a man is caught in any trespass, you who are more spiritual, restore that one in a spirit of gentleness, and looking unless you fall into that same temptation. And I'm seeing a body, Darren, a body of Jesus Christ, who are not willing to put their arms around someone who is hurting because of the legalistic law that we absolutely have a problem with being compassionate to our fellow Christians. And I pray that in these last days, Holy Spirit will begin to open our hearts to a love that I don't believe the body has experienced, the body of Jesus Christ. And I know that this scripture here is one of the foremost scriptures that we need to know in this day and age, that if we see a brother and sister who has fallen, I don't care what reason it is, but who has fallen, we who are more spiritual, we who are in the body of Jesus Christ, need to go to that one and lift him up in a spirit of gentleness and encouragement and restore him to that body. I don't see that. I see a lot of condemnation. I see a lot of anger. I see a lot of law being put into our church. You've got to do it this way. You've got to do it that way. And it's nothing but hurting the body.
A lot of judgment.
Yes.
Condemnation.
A lot of judgment, yes.
You know, I think, speaking a little bit about divorce, that in the body of Christ, that there, in many cases, the churches, over half of the people there have been through a divorce. And yet we pass the offering plate and we expect them to be involved and support the church, and not only financially but in other ways. I think we need to just be real fair about it and say, if we're going to receive an offering from these people that have been through a divorce, we're going to expect them to be a part of our fellowship, then we need to give them a respect that they deserve as a human being and as a child of God, and not label them and put them out and, you know, really heap more sorrow and grief on them. They've gone through enough. I'd say let them up and love them with great, great compassion. But I just tell you, God has done so much. And Barbara, I think about, you had a vision there of singing, and you and your first husband had an active singing ministry. But when John died, that vision to sing also died, didn't it?
That died.
Do you mind talking
yes.
about that a little bit? I know it's been very hurtful for you.
Yeah. Well, it was. God is truly doing a healing in my heart. I remember the day that they carried John's body out of the home, and I took care of him while my daughter managed the music store that we had. We had a large piano and organ store. And that morning they took John's body out of the home, Darren. I was at the kitchen sink and looking out the window. And Holy Spirit said, you have been a good wife and a supportive wife. And ask me and I will give you what you ask for. And it was like I said, even though I was grieving over my husband who had just died, Darren, I asked Holy Spirit to give me a man of the Word, because John had been such a mighty man of the Word. And the Word had been so successful in our lives with turning around our marriage, blessing us with children, helping us make a wonderful, wonderful business. I know in that first year of business, John had a goal of being a million-dollar dealer in 10 years in gross sales. And in 5 years, we were already at $500,000. And we knew how much God was blessing our marriage. And why, God? Why did he die? Well, you know, after a while, after I'd been married to you, Darren, Holy Spirit says, I will explain this to you, but quit asking why. And I think sometimes the whys really get us into trouble. And I finally had to lay that down. And Father God blessed and blessed and encouraged and healed. And my heart of cold stone I didn't understand a lot of things. And in fact, for 6 months, I didn't read the Word. And God is so merciful. He said, Barbara, that's all right. That's okay. I love you. And